I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Willard Jenkins.
There is a certain point.
That was "There Is a Certain Point" from Heidi Martin, who always expresses a certain particularly deep connection to the artistry of NEA Jazz master vocalist Abby Lincoln. Heidi, is it safe to say that Abby Lincoln is one of your guiding artistic lights?
Yes, it's really her artistic integrity, her personal integrity. She's been an inspiration. I've had over four decades of appreciating her. I would go and hear her live a few feet from the stage at Blues Alley or Blue Note up in New York. Her storytelling is completely captivating, but her philosophy and the way that she shared an aspect of seeing the world with her audience was beautiful. And after she passed, I began to deeply study her body of work that was the original material. And at that point, I had actually started to become a composer. And I wanted to get more of a total impression of her, you know, philosophy, the lineage, her commitment to Black artistic expression and the Black Power movement. There's just so many aspects of her that are inspiring and can be gems as you navigate in the world as an artist and a human being.
So that's part of the inspiration for your professional life as a vocalist. But how does one pivot from the recording studio and the performance stage to your other ongoing role as education and outreach manager for the DC Jazz Festival?
Well, it's really a relationship. Education is a relationship, and it's a way to welcome in the youth into an ethic and a standard of excellence, much like the tradition of Black excellence in music and everything. The level of musicianship really demands a seriousness and a discipline, and we start that early.
Now, these are young kids you're talking about.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, these are pre-K 3-4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we start very early. You know, it's a blessing to serve in that role. It's more than just teaching music and teaching what we call jazz. It's something that the children can take with them as they go out and navigate the world.
Obviously, jazz education is a core effort of the DC Jazz Fest, and the annual DC Jazz Fest is coming Labor Day weekend, September 5th and 6th, to the Wharf on the beautiful Southwest DC Potomac Riverfront. Complete information is available at dcjazzfest.org. I'm Willard Jenkins, WBGO News.